In our lessons on the Apostle John, the Son of Thunder, who Christ made into the Apostle of Love, it would be difficult to speak about the Apostle John without speaking about love. It was John who wrote those immortal words, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And then again, in 1 John 3:16, it was the same writer who wrote, "Hereby know we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our life for the brothers." So when I began to think about the word love, I looked through the scriptures to see if I could find where this word was used the very first time. The first time that I ran across this word was in Genesis chapter 27 and verse 4. The first time I read these words, it was spoken by Isaac, the father of Jacob. Here's what Isaac told his son, Esau. He said, "Make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die." The word love is being used here as pertaining to something we like to eat. Like sometimes we say, "I love that Texas barbecue," which is not the same as I would use when I would say, "I love my wife." And then again in Genesis 29 and verse 20, Jacob uses this word when speaking of Rachel. The Bible says that Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed to him but a few days for the love that he had for her. This is a love of a man towards a woman. And then again in verse 29 and verse 32 in that same chapter, we find that Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, "Surely the Lord hath looked upon my afflictions. Now, therefore, my husband will love me." This is the kind of love that a woman wants to receive from her husband. And then again, I read in Exodus chapter 20 in verse 6, the Bible says that God was showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. This is God speaking of the love that he wants from his people. And then in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 7 tells us that the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. And then again in chapter 7 and verse 13, the Bible says that God will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your corn, your wine, and your oil, and the flocks of your sheep in the land which he sware unto your fathers to give you. And then again, we find here in Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 18, God told the people, "You shall not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, for they shall love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord." In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1, John tells us this, "What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. This is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another." John, the apostle of love, used that word 34 times in the Gospel of John. In his three letters, he used it 50 times. And in the book of Revelation, John used those words 2 times, in chapter 1 and in chapter 3. The last time that John writes this word love, he's talking to the church at Laodicea. He said, "Whosoever the Lord loves, he rebukes and chastens. Therefore, be zealous to repent. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.